Iran reopens stock market after years-long shutdown to stabilize economy. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde, and number 9,650, Iran and hashtag X27's stock market reopened on May 20, 2026, after a nearly three-month suspension with 42 ticker symbols representing 36% of listed market capitalization excluded from trading. The Tehran Securities and Exchange Organization extended trading windows by 1 hour on both sessions to facilitate the market resumption, as confirmed by Deputy Supervisor Hamid Yari. Major companies excluded from trading included Fajr and Mobin Petrochemicals, Khuzestan and Mobarake steel firms, and utility companies with infrastructure damaged by U.S. and Israeli strikes. Equity funds with more than 35% of their portfolios concentrated in the most affected sectors remained suspended without a stated end date. Tehran's equity market ended a near three-month suspension on May 20, 2026, with a partial reopening that excluded 42 ticker symbols representing 36% of listed market capitalization, exposing the limits of investor confidence in an economy under simultaneous military and monetary siege. Iran's Securities and Exchange Organization Deputy Supervisor Hamid Yari confirmed the exclusions to state media, noting that trading windows were extended by 1 hour on both sessions to ease the resumption. The companies absent from trading included Fajr and Mobin Petrochemicals, the Khuzestan and Mobarake steel giants, utility firms, and investment vehicles holding substantial infrastructure assets damaged by U.S. and Israeli strikes. Equity funds with more than 35% of their portfolios concentrated in the most affected sectors also remained suspended without a stated end date. The explicit rationale from authorities was to prevent additional selling pressure and support the market. Economist Mehdi Hbali, speaking to Al Jazeera, identified a structural obstacle beneath the cautious optimism. Companies cannot fully disclose the scale of damage at their facilities because of active security constraints, leaving investors to price risk without the data they would normally require. Brokerage firms, particularly smaller ones, are also facing significant difficulties, Bali said. Many traders held leveraged positions through credit lines, especially options traders whose contracts expired during the market closure, leaving them without clear recourse. Authorities responded by temporarily barring brokers from issuing margin calls or forcing liquidations below threshold levels, a measure that suppresses immediate volatility but defers the reckoning. The TDPIX index added 44,000 points on Wednesday to reach more than 3,758,000, a nominal gain against an all-time high of nearly 4,500,000 reached at the start of 2026. The gap between those two figures is not a correction. It is a war discount, a budget crisis, a currency collapse, and 70%+ inflation compressed into a single spread. For institutional capital operating outside Iran, the reopening is not an entry signal. It is a diagnostic, one that reveals how a frontier market attempts to function when the underlying economy has fractured. TDPIX at 3.76 million, the index is a mirror, not a market. The modest two-day rally carries a structural asterisk. Iran's stock market has historically operated as a partial inflation hedge, with equity prices rising in nominal terms when the rial depreciates, because export-oriented companies report revenues in harder currencies that translate into inflated domestic earnings. Bali acknowledged this dynamic directly. The apparent improvement in some share prices reflects the rial's sharp devaluation rather than genuine value creation. The pre-war daily price movement cap of 3% remains in place for participating stocks, with 36% of market capitalization sidelined and price bands constraining the rest. The two-session TDPIX movement tells investors very little about where fair value sits. Buy Qs outpaced sell Qs, and the equal weight index marginally improved, but these are thin data points from a market operating at roughly two-thirds capacity with artificial downside protection. The TDPIX declined from nearly 4,500,000 to 3,758,000 represents an implied drawdown of approximately 16.5% from the January 2026 peak. In real terms, adjusted against an inflation rate that exceeded 70% in late April according to official figures cited by Al Jazeera, the purchasing power loss to Iranian equity holders is orders of magnitude larger. That is the number institutional observers should track, not the nominal index level. 36% sidelined, energy and steel bear the strike damage. The composition of the excluded 42 ticker symbols tells the strategic story of the U.S.-Israel strikes more clearly than any military briefing. Fajr and Mobin represent the petrochemical backbone of Iran's export economy. Khuzestan steel and Mobarake steel together account for a dominant share of domestic steel output. Utilities and infrastructure-linked investment firms round out the exclusion list. These are not speculative small caps. They are the industrial core. Their combined weight of 36% of the market means that the reopened Tehran stock exchange is, structurally, a rump market. Pricing discovery in energy and steel, the two sectors most directly connected to Iran's export revenues and reconstruction capacity, remain suspended. The U.S. naval blockade of Iran's southern ports, referenced in Al Jazeera's reporting, compounds the damage. Export-oriented firms that might otherwise benefit from rial depreciation face the physical constraint of blocked shipping lanes. The currency tailwind and the logistics headwind offset each other, leaving a net position that Hbali described plainly. Trade has been severely disrupted, exporters will face difficulties maintaining operations and rising inflation will further hinder the creation of real value, which will be reflected in stock valuations. Key risk figure: Iran's official inflation rate exceeded 70% in late April 2026, with the trajectory worsening under the naval blockade. Equity valuations priced in nominal rial terms carry a severe real return penalty at that inflation level. The macro trap, inflation, import restriction, and the reconstruction paradox Iran's government faces a policy contradiction with no clean resolution. The economy requires imported materials to repair war-damaged infrastructure. Inflation, partly driven by rial depreciation and supply disruption, is running above 70%. The historical policy response to foreign currency shortages has been import restrictions on consumer goods, a tool that reduces demand for hard currency but also restricts the supply of materials needed for reconstruction. Hbali told Al Jazeera that authorities may be forced back toward import restrictions despite the obvious tension with rebuilding needs. The government's fiscal position limits its options. Families affected by sanctions have received only modest subsidies and e-coupons for essential goods, while enforcement actions against price gouging represent the other lever available. This is not a new policy problem for Iran. During prior periods of sanctions pressure, import substitution and currency rationing were standard responses. The difference in 2026 is that the damage requiring imported inputs is physical and acute, not the gradual capital stock erosion of a sanctions regime operating over years. The government cannot simultaneously restrict imports and repair refineries, pipelines, and steel mills. One objective will give way to the other, and the equity market will price whichever choice is made. Regional escalation context: from Tehran to Havana, U.S. pressure intensifies globally. The Tehran reopening does not occur in isolation. On the same day the stock market resumed trading, U.S. federal prosecutors unsealed an indictment against Cuba's former president Raúl Castro in connection with the 1996 downing of civilian aircraft, with Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche announcing the charges at Miami's Freedom Tower. The move, described by Al Jazeera as one of the sharpest escalations in tensions between Washington and Havana in years, signals that U.S. geopolitical pressure is broadening simultaneously across multiple theaters. For institutional capital allocating to emerging and frontier markets, this pattern matters. The Iran conflict, the Cuba indictment, and the ongoing Russia-China summit focused on the power of Siberia 2 pipeline, a 2,600-kilometer natural gas route with a projected capacity of 50 billion cubic meters per year, all point toward a fracturing of the rules-based economic order into distinct geopolitical blocks. Capital that had priced in normalization scenarios in any of these markets faces repricing risk. The PAS 2 pipeline talks between Putin and Xi in Beijing on May 20, 2026 are directly connected to the Iran crisis. Russia's incentive to redirect gas revenues eastward accelerated after European imports collapsed post-Ukraine. A Middle East conflict that disrupts Strait of Hormuz flows, even partially, strengthens China's rationale for overland pipeline gas as an alternative to LNG shipped through vulnerable choke points. Iran's war thus has second-order implications for Russian gas pricing leverage and Chinese energy security that extend well beyond the Tehran Stock Exchange. Investment positioning: what the reopening signals for frontier allocators. Caption: Tehran Stock Exchange key metrics as of the May 2026 controlled reopening. Plaquemines calculated drawdown derived from source data. Positioning note: no institutional capital with a hard currency mandate can generate real returns in a market running 70% inflation with 36% of market cap frozen and a naval blockade suppressing export revenues. The reopening is a signal to watch, not a signal to buy. The Plaquemines view the market read this reopening as a tentative positive. We read it differently. The controlled structure of the resumption: 42 tickers offline, 3% daily bans, margin call suspensions, 1-hour trading extensions, is not a market reopening. It is a staged demonstration of administrative control over a system that has lost its price discovery function. The buy queue surplus over sell queues reflects the absence of the sellers who would most want to exit, the holders of the frozen 36%. When those tickers return, and they will return, the overhang of deferred selling pressure in petrochemicals, steel, and infrastructure funds will test whether the nominal index gains from the 2-day reopening have any staying power. Our expectation is that they do not, absent the one catalyst Bali named directly, a peace agreement between the US and Iran. That peace scenario is the only framework under which institutional capital should begin constructing an Iran thesis. A ceasefire would not immediately resolve the sanctions architecture, but it would unlock disclosure, restore shipping lanes, allow damage assessments, and give equity funds a basis for NAV calculation in their suspended portfolios. The TEED picks at 3,758,000 with a functional economy would be a very different instrument than the TEED picks at 3,758,000 under a naval blockade and 70% inflation. The second order play is not Iran itself. It is the regional infrastructure that a post-conflict Iran would require. Engineering, construction, and materials firms with Middle East exposure, particularly those not subject to U.S. secondary sanctions, sit at the intersection of the rebuild trade and the energy infrastructure opportunity that the PAS 2 pipeline negotiations represent. China's contractors, already the dominant players in Gulf infrastructure, are positioned to capture a disproportionate share of that reconstruction mandate if a political settlement emerges. Frontier allocators should build the Iran peace scenario into their monitoring frameworks now, not because it is imminent, but because the discount being priced into the region is deep enough that even a partial normalization would generate outsized returns. The TEED picks is 16.5% nominal decline from its 2026 peak understates the real dislocation. The opportunity, when it comes, will be priced accordingly. The bottom line: Iran stock market reopened on May 20, 2026, with one-third of its market capitalization still frozen, 70% inflation eroding real returns, and a naval blockade cutting the export revenues that would normally support equity valuations. The nominal gains on TEED picks are a function of currency debasement, not economic recovery. The single variable that changes the investment case is a U.S.-Iran peace agreement. Until that catalyst arrives, the Tehran Stock Exchange remains a monitor of distress, not a destination for capital.